Patricia Ann Brown Keeney passed away peacefully at her home on April the 24th, 2024. She was born on September the 2nd, 1939 in Louisville, Kentucky to Glenn Estes and Beulah Murray Brown. Patricia lived 84 blessed years. Most who knew her called her Patsy, and later in life she was given the nickname Pat the Cat, which became a name she loved. Patsy leaves behind her husband of 66 years, Donald Curtis Keeney. Patsy was married to Donald on July the 12th, 1957 in Dalton, Georgia. Because they were too young to get married in the state of Kentucky, Donald and Patsy snuck off with Donald's cousin and his wife to get married, hitching a ride to Georgia with them. After becoming great friends with Marie Hudson much later in life, her granddaughter's mother-in-law, she gained an amazing extended family who all loved her dearly like she was family. Patsy was a Christian and a member of the First Baptist Church of Braunston, where she taught Sunday school for many years. She always loved talking about the children she had taught over the years and enjoyed it even more when she saw one of them. She took great pride in teaching Sunday school for those many years. Patsy made sure to take her two granddaughters, Christy and Robin, to church, as it was tradition for them to spend the night every Saturday night with her and Don as they were growing up. Prior to attending First Baptist Church of Braunston, Patsy attended First Christian Church, downtown Somerset. When Patsy became a shut-in and could no longer attend church, she enjoyed listening to High Street Baptist Church online. Purple and gold were Patsy's school colors, as she was a briar jumper, graduating in May of 1957. She was very proud to be a briar jumper and always looked forward to seeing her classmates or attending a class reunion. Patsy worked a few short-term jobs in her early years. Some of those included a waitress and Palm Beach. Patsy's most important and her favorite job, though, was taking care of her two granddaughters, Christy and Robin, then her three great-grandchildren, Connor, Cade, and Claire, until they were all school age. Her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren were her greatest joys in life, as she said so all the time. If you knew Patsy, you knew she loved to enjoy life and was always ready to go. All you had to do was tell her when to be ready, and she was usually willing to go. She loved to travel and looked forward to the many times she was able to go with her granddaughter Christy and extended Hudson family on vacation. Patsy also enjoyed crafting and was always writing some new craft down. Many of them she did with her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Patsy was a huge Elvis fan and introduced him to her granddaughters as they were growing up. Patsy enjoyed volunteering at Burnside Elementary during the late 90s and early 2000s, where she had great friends and good times. Patsy loved to work word searches, taking pictures of her family, journaling, and looking on Facebook to keep up with her family and friends' lives. Visitation will be held on Monday, April the 29th, 2024, from 4:30 until 6:30 at Southern Oaks Funeral Home, with the funeral immediately following. Per Patsy's wishes, she will be cremated. Eddie Hudson, husband of her granddaughter, will be speaking at her funeral along with her granddaughter, Christy Hudson. The family of Patsy Keeney would like to thank the staff of Hospice of Lake Cumberland as they helped care for Patsy in her final days. In lieu of flowers, please donate to Hospice of Lake Cumberland. This audio obituary announcement has been brought to you as a service of Southern Oaks Funeral Home, 2110 West Highway 914, Somerset, Kentucky. Feel free to contact us by calling 679-6257.